from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Or else you better bring it, because if you don't, you will be flushed. Brought to you by Floyd Water Plumbing and Drainage. Chasky said something to me before the show that I really want to get into in terms of your psyche and some of the fan psyche here, because you said yesterday broke you. How did it break you, and in what terms did it break you in?
The Giants have frustrated the living crud out of me for so long, and I don't believe them to be like championship contenders. Like, they're just not in that boat. The Warriors had one of the greatest runs ever. My cuppeth runneth over on the Warriors. And so if they're down for a couple years, heck, even if they're down for 5 to 10 years, like, it would suck. But come on, man. They've given me some pretty high highs. When you cash in the way that they did so many times, it's hard to sit here and be angry at the Warriors. A lot of my sports fandom has been like, redirected into the bucket of the Niners, because I think that they're the, right now they're the team that is the closest to a championship, and right, they've been knocking on the door. And the heartbreak, like, it's just, if you're our age, all right, and you're in your 40s, and you grew up where it felt like NFC championship game was where the season started when you were a kid, and you just, birthright was Super Bowls and contending for championships. And then you went through all of the misery of the late 90s and some, you know, decency in the early 2000s, and then more misery, and then nothing but heartbreak. Just nothing but heartbreak since Harbaugh, where you've been elite, absolutely elite, and all you want is that one freaking championship. Just that one championship. And it all came crashing to me yesterday. Not that they can't win. Not that the season's over. None of those things. It's just like the thud of losing that Super Bowl last year and the reality of what, like, Steve Young has said and what a lot of people have felt and said. It's like, that was your best chance. That's as down as the Chiefs are going to be. It's as down as the NFC is going to be. And then yesterday, you got this Brandon Ayuk. It's not even it's like a twister. It's not a dark cloud. It's like a twister coming to rip up everything, because he's a really, really, really good player. And if you were going to make this move, And either you were going to keep him or you're going to trade him. It was like it's very simple to me. And I understand, like, it takes two to tango. You know, if they're all squabbling over $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, even if it's per year, God, it's going to feel so inconsequential when it's all said and done and he's on another team. And we are looking at maybe some picks or some lesser players that don't help you win a Super Bowl now. And then, you know, our pets' heads are falling off. Christian McCaffrey, the greatest guy on the planet, who hasn't been hurt at all, like missing games and had a litany of injuries in Carolina that you were all fearful of, playing the most physically demanding position and running back. He's got a calf strain. I'm triggered there because Greenlaw just hurt his Achilles after having a calf strain. We know what happened with Kevin Durant. Your other two wide receivers, who are young guys who I guess look promising from what people are saying, Cowan and Pearsall, they're hurt. I mean, you're trading Ayuk for in terms of this year value, this year, not next year, not long term. Pennies on the dollar. Like, yeah, I'm psychologically in shambles. Yes, I am. You know, I know a game hasn't played. You got Trent Williams, one of the greatest players in the league right now, a top 10 player from what the players are telling me. He's on his couch. You know, Bosa saying like, yeah, this is brutal at the podium talking about the Ayuk situation. It's like no one thinks we're not. Like, you are better with Ayuk. We all agree. You could be angry. You could be frustrated. You could be pissed off at Ayuk's camp, the Niners camp, or both, which is where I'm at. I'm pissed off at both of them, right? And I'm really ticked off at the Niners. If it ends up being like he goes to the Steelers and he gets $28.5 million and you only offered him $27.5 million, like, that's going to feel so dumb. It is. And you know me, I'm all about the money and picking all these. But, like, at the end of the day, do you want to get a deal done, right? Do you want to? Everyone mismanaged themselves in this situation. And yeah, I'm a Niner fan, so I'm mad at the Niners.
He may not have mismanaged himself because one of his preferred destinations, the Pittsburgh Steelers, are in a hunt to go get him. And that was one of his preferred destinations. If not the Niners, then maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers. And
this is
he's held in, so he avoids a $40,000 fine per day. So he's not even getting fined. You know, so
he's lost a little. Look, I don't know if he cares, right? But I'm sure he does because I don't want
to. Obviously, the players are on his side.
No, Nick I'm Bosa saying in terms of yesterday. Fans.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Like, on your way out the door, like, it does suck because he's been a really good Niner. It just sucks the way this is going down.
Well, the fans,
there's just no other way around it.
The fans are going to turn on him. There's some fans who are going to turn on him. There's, you know, fans who just now start to forgive. They forgave Deebo Samuel because of the receiver duck, not even because of what he did last season. Listen, man, there's a lot of drama going on here. I'm not going to freak out week one. Look, I'm kind of glad Christian McCaffrey gets to stay off the field, chill out, go rest that calf, and I'll see you week one against the New York Jets. He doesn't need to play preseason. He doesn't need extra touches. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, man, the castrate is a little problem. They're banged up. My biggest issue or biggest, you know, kind of question mark right now is the wide receiver room without Brandon Ayuk. What does it look like? And I asked some fans yesterday, 888-957-9570, what is this offense going to look like if you don't have Brandon Ayuk? Now, a lot of people don't believe the offense will drop off much. They have a belief in Kyle Shanahan. They have a belief in Brock Purdy. They have a belief in Christian McCaffrey. They have a belief in Deebo Samuel. But then I look at the young wide receiver, Zorky Pearsall. He's had a couple injuries already. Hamstring before camp. Shoulder right now. Shanahan had to pull him out of camp. Now, Jacob Cowing is back with Arizona. He came back from a hamstring injury. He was in full pads. So, look, injuries are going to happen in training camp. It's better that they happen early in training camp. We're still over a month away from the season opener against the New York Jets. But, again, now I think the reality is starting to set in with guys like you and fans like you where You really want to go without? You wouldn't move? Just make Ayuk happy. Give him the damn money. Restructure. You can always restructure with him in the future. I'm sure he'd be willing to do that, like George Kittle, like others on his football team. So 888-957-9570. Not that it seems like a deal may be imminent, whether it's with the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Cleveland Browns. How many people out there really want to lose Ayuk?
I don't think a lot of people want to. Like, and here's the thing, like, even if you wanted to move Ayuk, right? Let's say you were in this camp that you're like, you know, take a hike, right? Whatever. It's like we all realize that it feels like they're not going to do the Cleveland deal. He doesn't want to go to Cleveland, so he's in control, right? So you're not getting Amari Cooper.
So hold on. You just said he's in control, right?
It feels like he is.
So somehow, some way, he's created leverage for himself. When I was told all offseason, Brandon Ayuk has no leverage. He has to play up. He's created leverage for himself, which is a smart play by Brandon Ayuk.
It goes both ways. Because I think if the Niners play hardball and decide, oh, you only want to go to Pittsburgh and that's the only place you want to go, well, then we're not trading you. Like, they could do that. And then it's just ugly and stupid. But do you want to bring that upon your locker room? Because you also have 85 other guys that you have to deal with every single day. And then what does that do to potential other players down the line? Like, it's not just the Ayuk thing in a bubble. So I get your point. Like, he has all the leverage.
I said he created leverage for himself.
Of course.
It's not all the leverage. Of course he doesn't have all the leverage, but he's created a situation for himself where he's got a little bit of control. He told the Patriots, no, I'm not coming there. That's control. The Niners could have did him dirty by sending him to New England, one of the worst football teams in the league. And he basically said, yeah, I'm not re-signing with you guys.
But New England's not, then they're going to rescind their offer. Like, they're not going to.
Well, that's what they did.
Yeah.
That's what they did, which is smart by Brandon Ayuk. He avoided a trip to Boston.
Well, look. Brandon Ayuk is not some patron saint in this entire
thing.
We don't know exactly what's going on. We don't know what, like, it takes two to tango on all these deals. It's not all on the Niners and it's not all on Brandon Ayuk, but I'm just frustrated. I'm frustrated because this is supposed to be like, if we're banding the group back together, like band of brothers, we're all in this to win a Super Bowl. And so all I'm saying, it's very less likely to win a Super Bowl with no Ayuk, a player who, or a pick that can't help you really much this year. Where's Trent Williams, CMC on the training table, and Ricky Pearsall every other day having an injury? Like, excuse me for being a little upset when this is a team that I thought would knock on the door and try to knock off the Chiefs for crying out loud.
You should be upset. Be upset. But, you know, it's the way it played out, man, and I think the light is starting to come to some fans about this situation. It is starting to shine bright on a lot of people, the reality of the situation where number 11 may not be in this lineup. You know, Michael Silver wrote an article yesterday, a column in the Chronicle yesterday, and right now, against all odds, Brandon Ayuk may be winning. For months and months, we've heard that the 49ers have all the leverage, which is what we heard all the time. The Niners have all the leverage. They have all the leverage. Heading into his fifth and final season of his rookie deal, seeking a massive extension. And since May, they've acted like that, right? The Niners have acted like they've had all the power in the world. However, they've come to a conclusion to where they're on the verge of trading Brandon Ayuk, which I don't think anybody saw that happening. Nobody saw that happening at this point. So 888-957-9570. Let's take some calls here in London. Get some calls. Let's get to Lucky real quick in San Francisco. Lucky, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Top in the morning, fellas, man. Can I speak honestly, man?
Yeah, absolutely.
This reminds me like of a bad deal, you know, so to speak, Bonte. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're playing with your money, man. You're playing with the product that you have that you know is good, and you don't want to pay for what the production of this product is giving you. Without IU, we are not a Super Bowl contender, period. Yeah. Period. I don't care if you have Ricky Pearsall, Jacob Cowling, Matt Breida, whoever you want to throw in, man. We are not contending for a Super Bowl, even threatening Kansas City without Brandon Ayuk. Pay this man. You don't have to pay him $30 million, but pay this man. Stop playing. Don't make the same mistake that the Warriors did with Klay Thompson, man. Don't do this, man. This is going to be a bad year for the city, man, if these guys let Brandon Ayuk go. I'm pissed off, man. I'm pissed off.
I'm with you. I mean, it feels like you can say, Joe, vibes don't matter. Winning games changes everything, and momentum could shift in a heartbeat, and all that's true. But, like, the vibes ain't good.
Man, give me – keep, give Brandon Ayuk $27, $28.5 million for what, 2 or 3 years? And let's roll, man. Let's go get this chip, man. This is what we're playing for. What are we doing?
Well,
what are we doing?
We're playing hardball with one of our homegrown talents, a guy who was second team all pro. And again, my sense is from just doing radio every single day and being on this radio show, my sense was over the last 6 months, Brandon Ayuk was massive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.